With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Mark Brown. It's spring, but it will feel like winter Wednesday night and Thursday night. Environment Canada has issued a frost advisory for Windsor, Essex, and Chatham-Kent. You may want to cover up any plants that you've planted already to reduce the risk of damage as the temperatures dip. A Windsor man wanted for sexually assaulting a child has been arrested. Carlos Leon was found late Tuesday night in Brantford. He was facing charges of sexual assault and interference, breach of probation, and failure to comply with a release order. Windsor police say the 24-year-old had previous sex crime convictions. One person has been arrested and over $10,000 worth of illicit drugs are off the streets. Members of Windsor Police's Digs Unit, along with K-9 Officer Rolex, raided a home on Ellesmere Avenue Tuesday, seizing cocaine, Percocet tablets, and other items. A suspect was arrested in the area of Shepherd Street West and Palliser and will face multiple charges. Meanwhile, two people have been charged after drugs were found in a traffic stop. Windsor police stopped a vehicle in the area of Church Street and Hannah West Monday night. The driver and passenger were arrested after it was determined that they had breached release orders. Officers searched the vehicle and found 28.6 grams of crystal methamphetamine, plus cocaine, a taser, cash, and digital scales. Another section of the 401 in Windsor, Essex will have its speed limit raised this summer. MTO will raise the speed limit to 110 kilometers per hour on 7 kilometers of the 401 around Tilbury. This is one of 10 sections of 400 series highways with speed limit increases starting July 12th. Employees at a popular Windsor Essex winery are joining Unifor. Workers at Pelee Island Winery voted late last month to unionize. There will be two bargaining units. One will cover the offices, maintenance, and the bottling line staffs. The other will be for people in sales. A bill that includes a path for the U.S. to get rid of TikTok has been signed by President Joe Biden. ABC News reports that the $95 billion bill, which also includes aid packages for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan, passed the Senate on Tuesday. The bill would require the social media giant's Chinese owners to sell TikTok or face a ban. The Ontario Ministry of Health is introducing new initiatives designed to increase the time doctors spend with patients. Policies such as Ask the Facts to speed up diagnosis, digitizing referral and consultation forms, and using attestations instead of sick notes to prove employees' need for sick time off work. It's estimated these measures will add 95,000 hours a year in patient time. In sports, the Maple Leafs host Boston Wednesday night in Game 3 of their first-round Stanley Cup playoff series. The San Jose Sharks have fired head coach David Quinn after two seasons. In women's pro hockey, Toronto visits New York. In baseball, the Tigers meet the Rays in St. Pete and the Blue Jays are in Kansas City. On the eve of the NFL draft in Detroit, ESPN reported the Lions have signed wide receiver Amon-Ra St. Brown to a four-year, $77 million contract extension. The Lions have also extended offensive tackle Penei Sewell to a four-year, $112 million contract. Wednesday night's weather, a frost advisory is in effect, mostly clear with possible frost down to minus 1. Mostly sunny and 13 Thursday, clear skies Thursday night down to plus 3. I'm Mark Brown. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.